Achan, it's my last morning, and I want to thank you very much for all your time for these wonderful Dhamma discussions. Thank you very much. And I also want to thank John and Sarah. I know the work you put into this, and I know we all appreciate it, so thanks very, very much.
My pleasure. Okay.
Okay.
We hear about moha, we talk about moha, we talk about the vipalasa.
Now, yes. Again. Yeah.
And I would like to ask about something that is connected, and it's papancha.
Dhamma.
Because it's mañana, three mañanas. Mañana. After vipalasa, it's so-called mañanas. As self, three selves in Pali, mañanas. Yes, is it that?
Mañana.
It refers to loba mañana, mana mañana, and diti mañana. And sometimes they are called papanchas.
That's what I know.
Or
yeah, papancha, yeah.
But what the papancha means? Papancha.
The same. As mañana, or what?
Mañana is a verb.
Yeah.
Actually, in different contexts, because there are proliferations, papanchas. But they are the same.
I think that if you know just the meaning, what about now? Is that lopa as the, what you call, papancha, right now? It's much better than thinking just about the word.
Yes. Ajahn, if I may say something, it's also a question, because you say now, but for example, paticca samuppada is specific, because...
Now too.
The cause.
Now too.
And
yeah.
No cause, no death.
There is avichara now, and sankhara now, namarupa now, ayatana now, feeling now. Clinging now, so everything is now too. Because if there's nothing, there's no sansaravata. But what is sansaravata? Each moment now is sansaravata.
So you basically mean no need to think, just to know the realities.
No, I don't think, I didn't say no need to think, but what you are thinking about at this moment of seeing, there can be thinking about seeing, not about other things. At moment of seeing and thinking about seeing, there is still seeing. But the thinking does not attend to the characteristic which now sees. So the more we just talk about a characteristic of reality, it does mean that we just recite what we remember from book. But it is a reminder to know what we are saying about now. We are saying about seeing and visible object. Why do we have to talk many, many times about seeing and visible object? Because we just didn't talk about that which does not appear here, but we are talking about that which is now. So that there can be a moment of beginning to understand what we are talking, like seeing, see. Seeing, sees, and visible object appears. So there can be understanding of either visible object or seeing just right now. This is why we talk about realities. And if you talk about papanchadhamma, there is attachment to other things so that it hinders vitakka, because vitakka touches the object of attachment, other object, not the seeing right now. So before vitakka can develop to the degree it can be sammasankappa, it takes time not to think of other objects or other story, but of whatever appears now. So only even just a moment of understanding whatever appears, one panya sees that it's moment of understanding what is there in the book, not just through thinking only, but at this moment of seeing. And this is the point why Buddha taught not just for remembering, reciting, but for anyone to understand what is taught through his 45 years' words. So the point is understanding whatever appears. If it's not now, then you read about it from books and books in order to know that what would a thought or concern about this moment. Even papancha, lopa and avicca are there. So avicca cannot understand anything. Lopa is attached to that which is seen because of avicca, which does not understand reality as it is. And when you say that you know about your own akusala, right? So much in a day. So what? So what? Just know or what? If no one knows the way to have less avicca, impossible to have less. Because on and on from this moment of seeing and hearing, avicca is added all the time, accumulated in each moment. But when there is the understanding, courageous to be patient, to understand whatever appears, because it's so real, no one can have it, no one can make it, it's there now, at moment of seeing. And seeing is seeing, it sees, no matter who read about it from books, but it sees all the time. And this is the point of studying the teachings, to understand whatever appears. Even just a moment, it's accumulated. It develops. No other way at all. So what?
So what?
So what? Understanding, just understanding whatever appears now. And when we read a lot about realities for this moment of understanding whatever appears according to what is wrote in the book about not permanent, about anatta-ness, about conditions, about the world, and about this moment. And there is seeing right now, see? We don't have to look for anything which is written everywhere, depending on understanding.
And this is the way that when we talked about detachment developing with understanding, this is the only way detachment can develop, because when there's understanding, there's not minding about whether it's kusala or akusala or seeing or visible object or whatever appears, no concern about my akusala tendencies, or because just conditioned dharmas, no matter what appears now.
Even to know that it's real now, it's a reality, that's enough. Because it will go on understanding more and more later. Otherwise, how can one know that what is real and not is not real?
So the present moment is the best teacher?
Yes.
I was listening to a recording this morning, and it kind of followed on from yesterday about how when we're listening to the Dhamma, there's attachment to maya agusala. You know, we're worried. We become worried later, that we have...
Later, not at the same time of understanding.
Not at the same time, but... So I was thinking that patience, we just spoke about patience, mm-hmm. that there has to be patience for the agusala that arises.
Or to
well.
Understand reality now. Otherwise, one thinks about other things again and again. Gusala, agusala. What about a reality, just no one at all?
So this is what you mean by vitika, forever going away from the object.
Right. Mm-hmm. Until it is sammasankappa, with right understanding of a reality right now.
So it becomes sammasankappa when it knows a reality?
Even right now. After going around all day or night to other objects.
Oh, many objects.
Mm-hmm. That's why he taught for 45 years. Because it's not easy for vitakka, which is used to go around. It's now going around.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the most important thing is only understanding. That's why understand is the best of all sankhara dhamma. Without it, it's like dog and cat, seeing and know nothing about whatever appears.
We talked so much about seeing a visible object, but yesterday we talked about hardness and how one can take even the rupa, which is hardness for oneself, for the body, for one's own body. So I was still thinking of it and not so sure. Is it so, or like there can be awareness of the characteristic of hardness, and then afterwards maybe one thinks of where it is, and then when you think where it is, it shows that there is clinging to body, to hardness of the body. But if there is no thinking at all of where, maybe it can be a beginning of sati, or we are not sure yet about sati.
So, when you think about hardness, it's not just hardness, which is an object of, even you think that there is awareness of it. Because now there's seeing, hearing, and thinking. So how can hardness itself is the object of awareness, which is right awareness. No expectation. And it has to be enough understanding to condition moment of being aware of it without saying that now it is aware. Why? Because at that moment no words at all, only hardness which appear not just in like ordinary moment, but it also appears to sati. So sati, so awareness, so hardness itself is there. See, is hardness there now? No. No? Because no one, or awareness is not aware of it. Even it experienced, but awareness is not aware of it.
That is the point.
Yeah. So how can it appear as hardness, even only at a very short moment, to hardness which is aware? So no need to say that awareness arises and it is aware of hardness. Only moment when hardness appear, it characteristic of hardness, then the truth is that at that moment awareness has a reason and it's aware of hardness. So hardness appears like that. We don't have to say that now hardness is object of awareness or anything. No words. Only the characteristic appears to awareness after it appears to body consciousness. So natural. And one knows that when it's not as natural yet, it means that the self is there.
That is
the self.
The self, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said that all the Four Noble Truths are very subtle, including the past too. It's not just recite the eight factors, but it's very subtle to understand. It has to go along with detachment.
Just like we read in the Mula Pariyaya Sutta about thinking with papancha, with conceit, attachment and wrong view, and the how the ignorant worldling, this experience of hardness, but it's not known as hardness. It's taken for something, for a table or an arm. So there is the experiencing of hardness, but it's not known, so it's taken as being something, either just clinging or with wrong view, when it's an idea of something.
That's why there are also other factors like vitakkas and viriya and the other factors.
Yes, but we don't know those.
Don't try. Don't try to know.
No, but you mentioned them, and I was thinking it's still even kind right of kindergarten
now,
for me.
Yes, kindergarten.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm just an infant, not even at school. But it's, you spoke of hardness. It's always, it appears as the seat is hard or...
No understanding, no awareness. Yeah. See, so, but it has to be panya and vitakka together, but they do not appear. Because only hardness appears.
Because the vitakka has gone immediately to me. Vitakka
thinks It depends. That's why we study citta in details, how many chetasikas arising with it. Not just to get the number of chetasikas, but to really understand anattaness.
But even before, when we don't think at all of this is hardness, or we don't think of something or someone, even then we can take it for self.
Because there is thinking after seeing, after Pavanga, see, so fast. Mm-hmm. Even thinking of shape and form at moment of knowing what is what, it's already object thinking.
But vitakka that arises in...
Vitakka.
Anyway, you know what I mean.
When it...
it arises immediately after the seeing consciousness, but it doesn't... It's only got that object as its object. It cannot go away from that object and that sense door process.
By conditions.
By conditions, right.
So it arises already before we notice it, and perhaps we think that we don't think, but already there is thinking about the object.
Ah, so why is that?
Yeah. As well. We don't notice it. Mm-hmm. And in that way we can go wrong, we can trick ourselves.
Yeah, so now we can understand what is meant by panya. Very little, and it can develop to the degree that it can eradicate asava after seeing.
And it's not we that goes wrong or tricks ourselves, it's just lobha and ditti.
Papanchadhamma.
Papanchadhammas that do the tricking.
It's more obvious when we're thinking words, but like when just knowing that this Ninna and this Azita is already thinking, that is, we learn it from theory, but it's hard to really understand that it's thinking.
Otherwise, how can one know what is what? Yeah.
I think for us it's hard, but for Panya it's not.
Little panya or stronger panya.
But we are still not owner of this, not owner of the elements.
It's good to think in terms or to understand in terms of element, because no one here at all, only elements. Seeing is an element which is different from visible object element. So no one here. So what is Lucas?
An idea, a concept
about
the visible tattoo. Yeah, visible tattoo.
What are the realities that make up Lucas?
The five khandas. The Buddha talked very often about five khandas also.
So what are they?
Rupa khanda, Vedana khanda, Sanya khanda, Sankara khanda, and Vijnana khanda. Five. They are called Upadana khanda.
When?
Only now.
When
they are called Upadana Khanda, or
when it is Upadana Khanda.
But even now cleaning, they are still, I think, Upadana.
All Kamacharupa is comes from, arising from, derived from Upadana, so it's Upadana Khanda. It's another, and there is also another meaning, when it is the object of clinging.
So you can't say all khandhas are upadana khanda, because at the moment if there's no clinging to rupa khanda, then it's not upadana khanda in that sense. But because the rupas or the body are conditioned by karma, they are upadana khanda whenever they arise. The rupas that are of the body.
Only?
Conditioned by karma, kamaja rupas. So they are upadana khanda whenever they arise, but other dhammas are not.
But I was thinking actually that all rupas, even outside, are upadana khanda.
When it's object of clinging.
Only. Mm. Only when it's object. Uh-huh. So we can say.
Because they arise and fall away without clinging from anyone. So it's only khanda. But when it's object of clinging, clinging to khanda, so that is Rupa Khanda and also Rupupadana Khanda. The combination of Rupa and Upadana, Rupupadana Khanda.
So the Rupas in the forest out there that are not experienced at all are not Upadana Khanda in any sense.
But liking sitting by that lake this morning, looking at that lovely scenery and liking it, that's Rupupadana Khanda.
Mm-hmm. For me it was dosa.
We know.
That's why he had such a big smile on his face.
It's fish bitum this morning.
Your friend bit you.
Yeah. Biting this finger, a big one, mouth.
But that is not visible object which bites.
No,
visible object cannot bite anyone.
Okay. Who bites me? What bites me?
The idea of hardness there.
Hardness.
Oh. Or heat. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
And even at the moment of taking it as a bite, that's already way past the moment of experiencing that thinking.
That painful bodily feeling. And what is the cause of that painful bodily feeling at that moment?
A teeth of the fish. I didn't know the fishes have a teeth here.
Oh, fish have teeth.
What about the karma? Past karma.
Yeah, it's bad karma to the fish. I joke. No, I mean.
Conditions?
Yeah, conditions.
What conditions are there? Tattoo and conditions. No one there.
Eye and visible object and seeing consciousness, body and body object, this tangible object and body consciousness.
No tattoo?
They are tattoos itself.
So what is the tattoo of the teeth?
It's a visible object tattoo, a visibility tattoo.
Did you actually see the teeth?
No.
So what's the tattoo of the tooth or the teeth?
It's visible object.
The
moment when she bites me or he bites me, I see a teeth, for example, the moment is visible object.
No pain, no hardness, no heat, no cold.
Nothing experienced through the body consciousness, through the body.
You have the idea it's the fish teeth.
Yes.
So it's not visible object.
It's a manovijnana.
But where did that come from?
What? Manovijnana dato?
Yeah. What conditioned that?
Conditions.
Thank you. No, what was it? Not hardness, body sense, painful body feeling.
It was not so painful.
Because you see that when you talk about tattoo, one can say the different names of different tattoos, but at that very moment of that appears, no understanding of just tattoo. Until that moment, no one, no self, no truth, only a reality. So before the self view can be eradicated, it takes long, long time, like what is said in Tipitaka about the life of the Savaka, not only one life.
So Ajahn, that what thinks...
It's not a self. It's not me that thinks. Only tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all tattoos.
And in what aspect,
for example, this is to be known. I mean the free runs of the Four Noble Truths.
With understanding, or only by understanding?
Because these free runs of Four Noble Truths, what they are, like the Noble Path is to be developed, was developed, free, isn't it?
And the first one?
It's the Noble Path, isn't it?
What is the first one for?
The first of the Four Noble Truths.
The first one of the Four Noble Truths.
There is Dukkha.
To be known.
To be understood.
To be known.
Or understood.
Only path is understood, but it's...
Yes, everything should be understood.
Because path is Four Noble Truths, so that's...
To develop, paths for develop.
Yeah, and path is Four Noble Truths, I think, no?
So dukkha is to be...
Because the first one is Four Noble Truths.
And the path is to be developed.
Yes, but I mean three rounds of them...
Three rounds, Sachin. You mean?
Yeah, three rounds.
Yeah, three rounds. Satyayana,
yes.
Kichayana, Katayana. If there's not enough Satyayana, can it condition the Kichayana, the Mahasipatthana or Rastipatthana awareness directly? Okay, now we learn a lot about seeing and whisper object. Is it now Satyayana?
Not yet.
Maybe.
And how can one know whether it's not yet or yet or what?
Whether it's really firm understanding of reality.
And how can it be known?
Until the next
At that moment.
Yeah.
It's Satyayana, because one realizes that without that,
yes.
No condition for direct awareness at all.
So it's little by little.
Certainly.
It's a beginning. Yeah. And then one can't be sure. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's
because
not right.
Doubt can be eradicated only by Sotapattimagga, only. Before that, there are conditions for doubt. Satyayana of the four, so there are altogether 12 rounds, 3 of each.
How can we refer to Satyayana
as being really firm understanding if doubts are still arising?
It does not arise with understanding.
When is?
Mm-hmm.
Because as
so firm
is there as anusya?
In Dhammacakkappada Sutta, where are these 3 rounds or the 4 noble truths? I don't remember. They are called like there is the dukkha. It is to be known.
Satyayana of known, dukkha.
Had been known.
Mm-hmm. To be known.
And had been.
Before knowing.
This realization. Kaka, yeah. But what I mean, the Satyayana actually, how it was called, there is dukkha or how?
There is dukkha to be known.
To be known. It's not the Kichanyana, the second one.
No.
To be known and has been known.
Okay, from many books, one read about the 5 khandhas, the arising and falling away, not permanent, of 5 khandhas, to be known or not to be known. Just talk about it.
But this is the first or second?
Satyayana only.
Satyayana, to
only.
Be known.
Yes.
Then what is the second?
Because are you sure now that if you are not sure, it's not Satyayana?
Oh, okay, but.
Until it's so firmly, very firm, confidence in it, so that the vitakka will not go around as usual. Because it's there as sammasankappa with right awareness. And that is Kichayana, conditioned by Satyayana. Of all 4, 3 rounds. Now, this is the Satyayana of the first dukkha, the arising and falling away. Now, no doubt about it in theory.
In theory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even that has to be very firm. When one reads each word of the teaching, Satyayana can be developed. Understand it as it is, firmly. Very firm confidence from reading too, and from thinking, considering.
So at that moment there's no doubt, but because doubt has not been eradicated, there can be doubt at other moments.
For anything like seeing right now, doubt about it. What?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about seeing. I mean, it's obvious.
Means that you know.
There is seeing.
There is seeing.
There is seeing.
Only
obvious.
Thinking, but doubt about its characteristic. That which sees now. Not
well,
me.
I guess there's doubt,
yeah.
Because there's not the panya to know the reality, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I guess there must be doubt, but
yes.
I don't know if there's doubt. I've been...
Okay.
Right?
Is hardness
well,
now not
must
you?
Well, there must be doubt because it's not been eradicated.
So is hardness now not you?
It's
not belong
me,
to you. So that
me.
Is doubt about whether hardness not you, not anyone, is only hardness as tattu, the
so
tattu of
that's
hardness.
Doubt.
As long as it doesn't appear as it is, like tattu, no thing, no one, it doesn't belong to anyone at all. It's just object of body consciousness, which experiences it.
Doubt arises with dosa.
Ignorance.
Ignorant, just ignorance.
Yeah.
Okay.
There can be dosa afterwards.
If one has not heard the teachings, Ajahn, about visible object and seeing consciousness, then doubt would not arise about visible object.
Not in that aspect, but can be in other way.
What would be the other way?
Thinking about it with doubt.
I thought we were only referring to doubt about the okay, characteristic.
Even you haven't heard the teachings at all, but if someone asked you about what is seeing.
Oh, you mean uncertainty about recognizing or
ask.
But that is that doubt different to the doubt about characteristic?
Usually without characteristic, no doubt. It is the thinking about that looks like doubt. Like, what is this tree or that flower? Yeah?
Okay, so doubt is doubt.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what the object, whether it's a concept or...
That is the... what you call doubt, worldly or...
Yes, well, conventional, yeah, or worldly. Mm-hmm. So the function of doubt is just to be uncertain, to be...
about realities, mm-hmm, at that very moment.
Like the question, who thinks, it, you know, is it me who thinks? It's an obvious example of doubt at that moment.
Example of thinking.
Thinking with doubt.
Because you see that if you keep on thinking about it, it's not moment of understanding it.
However, the discussing and the thinking about it
correctly, rightly.
Rightly. Can condition some understanding when doubt arises.
So read with understanding that it's all about whatever appears now. At moment of reading about seeing, it should be moment of thinking and considering seeing.
Thinking and considering with intellectual right understanding.
Without it, no conditions for direct understanding.
That's right.
And also without expectation, see, this is more difficult.
Good reminder.
Yeah.
That's why the path is very subtle, very, very subtle. Because it will lead to understanding the impermanency of whatever appears. See, not permanent, no understanding about any of its seeing, hearing, thinking.
I've always wondered why the Four Noble Truths always begin with dukkha rather than anatta.
Because it's now. Dukkha means that one has to know that it's not I who is dukkha, it's Dhamma, so it's anatta,
so it's
in itself.
In
yeah.
Oh, okay.
All dhammas, anatta.
Betty, if dhamma is not understood as anatta, can it be understood as dukkha, sankhara dukkha?
Dukkha cannot be understood.
But if dharmas are not understood as dharmas, as anatta.
Yeah, but the moment of knowing is one characteristic per time, like anicca, anatta, dukkha, not three at once.
If there's no understanding of the arising and falling away of reality, can dukkha be understood? And can there be any understanding of the arising and falling away of dharma without an understanding of dharma as anatta?
No. So anatta.
Dharma as anatta has to be understood.
Anatta.
So what in suttas like the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta or many others, the Buddha usually asks first about impermanence and then followed by dukkha and finally anatta. What is the logic behind that order?
Again, please.
In many suttas we read that the Buddha asked the bhikkhu about the impermanent nature, anicca, and then he asked, whatever anicca, is it dukkha or sukha?
Mm-hmm.
And then finally about anattaness. So I just wonder why it comes in that order.
In order to eradicate the idea of self completely without the experiencing of the arising and falling away, it's impossible to have the idea of no self. So all will lead to Dhamma as anatta.
So you mean that at first when realities are realized as just reality, there's mm-hmm. only one level of anattaness. Mm-hmm. But when there is the realization of the arising and falling away of Dhamma, it's deeper.
Mm-hmm. To eradicate all ideas about self.
Before there can be any, often people think there can be an understanding of the impermanence or unsatisfactoriness of dharmas, but if dharma itself is not understood as just dharma, just an element, just dharma, no self in it, just reality, then there can't possibly be the deeper understanding that understands the arising and falling away of that reality, and there can't be the understanding of the unsatisfactoriness or the dukkha of that dharma if that arising and falling away of dharma hasn't been understood. So in the first place there has to be the clear understanding of what dharma is and the distinction between those dharmas like seeing which experience an object and those dharmas that don't experience anything like visible object, no self involved at all.
But why couch the Four Noble Truths with dukkha first rather than anatta?
Because it's the noble truth, right? Because now who does not know that now it's Dhamma? See? Some understanding, even it's very little. We're talking about Dhamma. We're talking about whatever is real. Each reality is not this or that person at all, or not anything at all. It's only Dhamma. Is this what we know about Dhamma, right? But that is not enough, because it's only thinking, not that experiencing a reality as not self. That's why before it can be the moment of becoming just gradually detached from taking it for self or thing, it's not just knowing theoretically that now it's no one here, it's only thinking. Until awareness begin to be aware of a characteristic of a reality, to be more certain, more firm that it's not self. And this is only the beginning, the satipatthana, but not the vipassana jnana yet. So the Four Noble Truths concern vipassana from the very beginning, the development of Panya from understanding intellectually about now there are only Dhammas, no one at all. But it's only thinking until awareness arises and it is aware of a particular object. The three characteristics does not appear yet. It appears to Vipassanayana, which is different from Satipatthana. Without Satipatthana, there will never be Vipassanayana. So from understanding little by little the nature of reality with awareness, which one knows the difference between moment with awareness and moment without awareness. And the moment with awareness develops on and on and on and on until Vipassanayana is moment of discerned true nature of what is meant by not self, but not that which arises and falls away yet, because it's the only first Vipassanayana to really realize this, that there is no one there at all, because there's only the supposed sound and hearing. The characteristic of hearing is no one. It's just that which experiences sound. So at that moment, no doubt about what is meant by citta, that which experiences. No visible object, no smell or anything in it at all, no rupa at all. In darkness, because citta is dark, and without Vipassanayana, no other moment can realize the true nature of nama, because they are all in darkness. But the object, depending on whether it's visible object or sound or whatever, tangible object, in darkness. No doubt at that very moment, but after that there can be doubt. Or since the citta arises and falls away so very rapidly, it seems like there is doubt as well at that moment because of the rapidity of the succession of panya and doubt after. Otherwise, there's no distinction between satipatthana and vipassanayana, or the intellectual understanding and the direct understanding, which develop to be vipassanayana. So the dukkha cannot be discerned right then in the moment of vipassanayana, the first one, because it's just the realization of how the world is opposite of what it appears when it's not such degree of understanding. It's like the world of light and people and things, but in reality, darkness all the time. Only one tiny spot which can condition a flash of whatever appears as visible object. And another dot of very tiny spot, sound can appear. At that moment, the spot is like the pasata rupa. But at moment of seeing, the other pasata rupa does not appear, or even the pasata rupa is not the object of understanding. One learns to see, to understand, only a moment of experiencing an object, no relation with other doorway. In order to understand that there is no self, but the self, the idea of self, is very deeply rooted. That is there, not completely eradicated by the first Vipassanayana. And that person understands that that is not enough, never enough, until the other moment of understanding and direct understanding and other level of Vipassanayana arises.
At the moment of that Vipassanayana, when arise and fall is known,
after the first and the second and the third, it is the fourth Vipassanayana.
Okay. Well, when anicca is really experienced, understood, as dhammas are understood as anicca, impermanent,
how and does it's dukkha, not self,
Well, not yet. Is it?
And it's the self, because reality has appeared. The anattaness, the anatta, begins from hearing, considering.
So dukkha, the dukkha aspect and the anatta aspect is automatically there because it's anicca, because it's impermanent.
Mm-hmm. Dukkha is the impermanence of what? Of anatta, not self, of Dhamma.
Okay. Right. Or they... Yes.
But only one characteristic can be realized at a time, right?
Otherwise, no use to talk about a reality, different realities, seeing is not hearing, not thinking.
Yeah. So...
Are you talking about the individual characteristic or the common characteristic? Yes, so she misunderstood you to be talking about individual realities.
Okay, so for the tilakana, at one moment of realizing, it's only one characteristic.
Like even from the first vipassana yana, just one characteristic.
As in, this is anicca.
No.
This anicca. Is dukkha.
This? What do you mean by this?
No.
Kunina?
No,
or whisper object?
It's
or
just
what?
My hand flying around like
so. Yeah. But what is the object that you say that's not permanent?
Okay, the object, let's say visible object is known as
visible
just
object.
Visible object.
Uh-huh.
And the understanding knows this is
visible.
Anicca. This is
not yet. Not in the first jhana is not realizing the anicca, dukkha, anatta. It has to be the fourth jhana.
Well, I think
or the third.
These three aspects of dhammas.
Yes. When it appears, it's not you, so it's anatta.
It's a reality. So,
but
the
they don't appear as
the first vipassana jnana. Visible object is clearly a dhamma. It's visible object. It's that reality. There's no self involved. It has to be understood as it is, and that is what is meant by understanding of it as anatta, because it's just that reality which appears. But only at the fourth vipassana jnana is there the understanding of the arising and falling away, because it's much more developed understanding that understands that reality much more precisely. So when we talk about tilakana, we're talking about the understanding of reality.
Thank you, that's clearer.
You said that without satipatthana there cannot be vipassana jnana. So I was wondering, it's not intellectual understanding satipatthana, it's already awareness.
Yes.
But the degree is less, not so clear yet, maybe, or beginning. Is that right?
Beginning. Of?
Awareness of a Dhamma, just a Dhamma.
That is satipatthana, the beginning, not vipassana jnana.
Because that's clear.
Yes. What is clear?
Nama and rupa.
Only the moment with sati or without sati?
When? At the
moment? At the beginning. Now, one can say that there is no satipatthana, but when it arises, who can say that it's not satipatthana? When it arises?
That is the trouble.
Whose trouble?
My trouble.
Yeah, it's like talking about someone who is not here.
What?
It's like talking about someone who is not here.
Tattoo.
But.
All tattoos. Only tattoos.
And I was going to say earlier when there was a comment about
Lucas being made up of the five khandhas, but actually Lucas isn't made up of anything because there is no Lucas. There are only khandhas, there are only dhatus.
Right,
there's no Lucas made up of him. Yeah. What is mistakenly taken for Lucas
is the five khandhas.
The difference.
Satipatthana and vipassana jnana is a matter of degree of panya.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Like intellectual understanding and direct understanding.
But Satipatthana is already awareness of characteristics. So I was wondering whether that is intellectual understanding or more, or already direct understanding.
At this moment, is there awareness?
No.
So that is intellectual understanding.
Yeah.
But when reality appear, not as usual, just a little bit of its characteristic, different from thinking about it, and we no need to say that awareness is there, and it is aware of that which appears, but not clear understanding about it's not anything at all yet. So it develops on and on, more and more, more confidence, more satta, more understanding. Without that, reality cannot appear as it is, as not permanent, not self.
So, is it like for vipassana, jnana, the cause is satipatthana?
What is the Pali word?
For vipassana, jnana, and satipatthana.
Say it again, please.
I told that for the first vipassana jnana, the satipatthana is the cause.
And at that moment, it is also satipatthana, but different degree of understanding.
Okay. Yeah. So, but what Nina asked, if the satya jnana, the intellectual thinking, or chinta mayapanya and sutta mayapanya, can satipatthana be at that moment, a little satipatthana?
There is awareness, but it's not aware of a characteristic, so it cannot be satipatthana. But it's the at level of intellectual understanding.
It's still it's concept of a reality, so it's not satipatthana.
Because still I've got a trouble in because you, Ajahn, saying a lot about knowing now. And before I used to hear a lot from just listen and read, but now I'm doubt and about like the meaning of the words Arunya Gatova,
Gatova,
going to the seat
under the tree. Who goes?
Monk.
So nothing to do with us, because we go to the house, the home, the place we live, but monks go to where they live.
But in nowadays, in these times, also a lot of people went for some time to...
Why not understanding reality right now? Because next moment can be death or dying consciousness. Why not now? Waiting for what? What conditions want to wait and wait with desire or attachment to go somewhere? Without understanding right now, what's the use of going other place?
People have two kinds usually of understanding. One is this samatha and one is vipassana. So what are you talking about?
Whose fault? The person who does not understand.
But when some people learn samatha...
Yes, they don't understand what samatha is at all.
What does it mean? Just one more. What does it mean to learn samatha? What does that mean?
I mean that, I give maybe example, like we are now in a company of good friends in Dhamma, and...
good tattoos?
I mean, maybe I will give different example, like... this is good, actually. Because... we are here, yes, datus, like visible object and speech, in theory, and these are kind of conditions to more wholesomeness or more understanding. I can feel
not
that.
From saying, but not from hearing and considering,
hearing,
yes.
But I can at least appreciate that, actually, that I'm here more favorable to different pakatu panisaya pachaya for me. And on the other places with the bad friends, it's totally different. And this is somehow of wisdom. this samatha wisdom.
And this is wise attention.
Yes.
Yeah.
So is it bad that people have only that kind of insight, not tunama and rupa? I mean...
So insight, what does it mean?
No, because you, Ajahn, told that people don't understand samatha.
Right, yes. But they think that they are developing samatha. So what is samatha?
When you say this is samatha wisdom, what does it mean?
Is there knowledge? How comes kusala? How to develop kusala?
What did Buddha teach about samatha?
That some objects are very favorable to that kind of development.
And what is the reality of samatha?
It cannot be said by samatha itself, only vipassana.
No, what there is the word samatha in Tipitaka, right?
Yes.
So what does it mean? What reality is there?
It's a panya.
No, pasadi cetasika.
Only pasadi cetasika?
How many developments are there?
How many?
How many kinds of developments?
Of samatha.
No, just development.
Two.
What are they?
One is vipassana jnana and one is samatha.
What is the difference between the two?
Well, one knows four noble truths, realities, and leads to out of samsara. And the second one knows how to cultivate more goodness.
Okay. So all kinds of goodness is samatha? Of a degree. Yes, it is, because they are not akusala. It's come from having akusala with it. Because of no akusala then, so it's a level of calmness.
There is calmness.
So what do they do when they develop what you say samatha?
I think mostly it may be the attachment to calmness.
So attachment is not samatha.
Yeah, then not, but we cannot actually say about that, because maybe some people can know, or...
Can some
even.
People, we don't talk about them, we talk about what is meant, what is the reality of samatha.
Of samatha.
We don't mind who think about this or that, but in reality, what is samatha?
It's just knowledge what good to good and what leads to bad, and know how to...
At moment of talking about realities with understanding, is there no samatha? Is it not calm? Because samatha is calmness, not having akusala arising at that moment at all. So is there calm at moment of understanding?
Yes.
So vipassana is samatha and vipassana, yes. The path, both. But for samatha development, what is...
Only the knowledge of wholesomeness and not wholesomeness.
They don't know.
Even they don't know?
They don't know. You know, this moment, whether it's kusala or akusala?
No, but...
No, so how can they know?
How to cultivate, it's there, the knowledge.
There must be the understanding of a particular reality then, whether it's calm or not calm. Not the object. But the citta.
Yes,
so can you know your citta now, whether it's calm or not calm?
I cannot.
So who can?
Only those with insight, the vipassana jnana.
No, not at all. No. Different development, different kinds of development. People in Buddha's time who gained calm to that degree of jhana.
They knew.
Yes. But people today, do they know?
No.
So what are they doing? While they think that are practicing samatha?
Yeah, usually I know that it's like this, but... So Ajahn, to say samatha, even samatha, is not panya, a samatha?
Samatha is piti.
A piti.
And in daily life there's piti with akusala or kusala. So... What is the samatha? Not piti with a kusala.
Yes.
And there is panya at level of understanding what moment is a kusala, nivarana dhamma, and the other moment of understanding how to have no nivarana. It needs panya, otherwise not development at all.
Because you even in the T-shirt from Dhamma Foundation, it's appreciate goodness. Is it just not the panya of samatha there for this
no,
moment?
No, not at all, because there are three levels, dana, sila, and bhavana.
Dana, sila, bhavana.
Mm-hmm. And bhavana is samatha bhavana and vipassana bhavana only.
Because there are dvi hetuka chita and ti hetuka chita. So samatha also is ti hetuka. Samatha bhavana, is it a ti hetuka, a free wholesome root, or two?
Say it again, or two.
Ti hetuka chitas.
Yes, ti hetuka chita.
Samatha also, ti.
Certainly. Yeah.
What I'm talking about samatha, the knowledge that knows.
Now, can anyone know more?
No.
When a person thinks that I'm practicing samatha, does he know?
I cannot say anything about the others, that's the point.
Well, the point also is, for example, if we go to the forest with the aim of developing wholesomeness and samatha, will there be any development of calm of samatha?
Excuse me, what?
If we go to the forest because we think we want to avoid ordinary life, and we go to the forest with the aim of developing wholesomeness, will there be any development of calm of samatha?
And those were the Buddha words, Aranyagatova.
Not for everyone.
Not for, yes, of course.
Even our lay people can have such a degree of jhana. Not going to the forest because it depends on right understanding.
Yeah, that's true. It's
so the one who doesn't know anything about calmness at all, just go to the forest. What does it say in Tipitaka about those people who just go to the forest without understanding?
Lots of delirious thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That must be Sutva Arya Savako. Well instructed, the disciple of the noble ones. Sutava or Sutpa, Arya, Savako, always. The other one are worldly,
right.
Don't know.
Mm-hmm. What about people in the Buddha's time who hadn't listened to him at all because he hadn't become enlightened yet?
They didn't have anything.
They had?
Yes.
Jhana.
Jhana, but wrong.
No, right,
oh,
jhana.
Right,
yeah.
What about Moggallan and Sariputta
before they met the Buddha?
Oh, they just do some practices. They did some practices, both Sariputta and Moggallana, before, I think.
That's why samatha is not vipassana. It's just no kusala moment.
Okay.
As self, as me, not a reality.
Mm-hmm.
But still, they attain highest jhanas.
With understanding.
Vipassana, with understanding of samatha bhavana.
So it was
enough to attain all jhanas, but not understanding of dharmas as anatta.
Understanding doesn't mean always mean vipassana at all.
Always?
No.
Different level.
Mm-hmm. But how can there be jhana without the vipassana jnana?
What is vipassana jnana?
It's the nolle panya of
No self at all.
Self.
It has to be the understanding of no self when it's vipassana. But for samatha, the self has gained such and such stage of calmness.
Okay. So vipassana jnana is needed to samatha.
No.
It's calm in itself, no need to develop or practice anything besides that. Because at moment of kusala it's calm, but not to the degree of apana samadhi, only tadanga, vimutti. So vipassana jnana is tadanga too, not jhana. Because jhana doesn't have the object of reality as an object. In order to have the reality right now as object, it has to be panya of understanding reality as not self only. That's why people do not have any understanding of samatha. They take just the word calm, but it's akusala, no understanding. They go with attachment, desire for the forest, just being there, with wrong understanding. That's why samatha ends with vipassana should be clearly understood.
Then why do so many monks teach that at fourth level of jhana, that
it's
understanding the, vipassana would arise? I mean, they all teach that.
Yeah, because they do not study the teachings. It's their own thinking. They take just few words from Tipitaka and they teach.
Because they all believe it. So, and
that's why Buddhang Saranang Kacchami and also Dhammang Saranang Kacchami. Without the teachings.
So if they're not believing correctly, they're not taking refuge correctly.
Just recite.
According to my long experience about samatha.
Not samatha, but the word samatha.
But
the illusion of samatha.
Am I correct that samatha and samatha development is different? Because samatha is just...
That's what one think about the word by oneself, not studying it or what is meant by samatha and what is the reality of samatha and how to develop samatha. It has to go with right understanding from the very beginning. Like the development of vipassana, it has to be with right understanding of Dhamma from the very beginning, because the development means more and more and more understanding of calmness as still self and vipassana, not self at all.
But the samatha can be developed with self?
No understanding,
but
no akusala nivarana at that moment.
And I have another question about anattaness. There is the definition about anatta that four definition. The first one is anatta is of emptiness. The second one is anatta is of any possession of any people or thing. The third one is anatta is not a person or being. And the fourth one is anatta is opposite of atta. I quite understand about anatta is not any possession and any...
Then you can understand the first two when you understand anatta.
Is of emptiness.
Mm-hmm. No one in it.
Difficult to.
You are praising again the virtues of Buddha, yeah. Otherwise, it seems like anyone just can read and understand and follow, but it's not like that at all. Like the Eightfold Path is very subtle, not just reciting the eight factors.
So seeing emptiness, you should understand anatta.
Where
to
is,
emptiness.
Or where was seeing a moment ago, empty?
Empty. But now not empty at all.
Actually, at each moment it's empty of self, so seeing is always empty of self, whether it's understood or not, because there's never a self in it. So it's always empty of self, it's always anatta, but wrong view takes there for being something in it. But regardless of whether wrong view arises or not. In fact, it's always empty of self.
And you know what samatha is in other aspect? Only those who understand the danger of the sensuous object. Otherwise, there's no development of samatha to be calm from being entangled all day with sensuous object. But the one who goes to the forest clings to objects without any understanding, just want to gain something that for themselves, not seeing the danger of seeing, hearing, which will bring more and more akusala.
I've often thought about those monks in the time of the Buddha that did develop samatha. And I thought about how difficult it is in the forest.
You mean that now we are talking about the real samatha?
The real
yeah.
Jhana.
Yeah.
So in the forest, sitting under a tree would have been very difficult. There's ants biting, there's cold wind, there's hot wind. However, if it's jhana, they don't feel any of that, do they? If there are jhana jitters, there is no... There's no jitters that arise that experience bodily.
At what moment, what does citta experience?
In jhana?
Mm-hmm.
The object of the jhana.
See.
So there's, right. So jhana jitters can arise and fall for a long time, like, we read that
no,
they
but
can
wanka in between no, when that
and
person
no sense
is skillful.
In between.
Only when that person is skillful.
Okay.
There's no bawanka in between moments of jhana. Not like now.
Right.
But also, Ajahn, the jhana does not last, so they may be like moments of understanding in between jhanas, isn't it?
Okay. When that person just attained Nibbana the first time, only one moment of Appanasamadhi appears and then Bhavanga. So that person understands the difference between the object, which is object of jhana, and other object after Bhavanga. So they tried and tried with right understanding to develop more and more until it's not just only one moment of Appanasamadhi. It can be many moments with Appavanga. But now Appavanga is in between each process. Who knows? No one knows, but the person who develops jhana knows. So it's a kind of great panya, but not understanding reality, so it's not vipassana. This is the difference. For those who were born in the time of Buddha but hadn't listened to the teachings yet, because no one can understand whatever appears as realities. And people today take everything from the Tipitaka for their own thinking, understanding. As soon as they heard about the term jhana, just want to have it. Go to the forest with attachment, no understanding at all. About citta now, whether it's sensuous moment, clinging to the object which appears, and that person must be wise enough to know the way to have no experiencing of sensuous object, no seeing, no hearing, even no thinking about sensuous objects. Who can do that today without understanding? It's impossible. So there are two kinds of developing panya, by way of samatha only, or by way of vipassana, which samatha is also there, together. no need to practice samatha separately.
But the wisdom of samatha is
knowing how to be kusala,
yeah,
which does not cling to right. sensuous object
and
at
knowing
all.
The danger yeah. of sensuous object. Right. That's the only understanding of panya that comes mm-hmm. around with samatha, right?
Okay. Who sees the danger of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching today? See? So who practicing samatha? See?
That's what I was going to say is, and for sure whenever anyone has the idea of practicing samatha, it's not going to be samatha bhavana, it's not going to be practicing samatha.
Like vipassana, meditation all around the world.
Yeah.
Without understanding, they call it vipassana. So they call it samatha.
Actually, they do samatha.
They don't do that.
No, not samatha.
They think they do. It's not samatha.
At all.
Okay. At all. And then if you're going there, you got a whole new
life. For example, the
just like they think they do vipassana, but it's not nothing to do with
can
vipassana.
They know wholesome moment right now? So how can they develop samatha?
Oh, samatha knows the wholesome moment.
Certainly, they know the moment of nivarana dhamma. All akusla
yes.
are nivarana dhamma. So panya must be precise to understand the difference between moment of akusla and moment of kusla. Otherwise, there's no karma develop at all.
But what is the difference in samatha and vipassana of knowing the kusala? How do they know kusala? Because it seems differently they know kusala, samatha and vipassana.
Even to know kusla and akusla is quite difficult. So, how can there be the development of samatha when there is no understanding of the different moments?
The panya of samatha knows kusala moment, but mm-hmm. it doesn't know it as nama or rupa.
Right.
So, it's possible for the people.
Now, tell me.
No.
So, who can tell?
Like, even at the moment of wishing
appreciate goodness, for example.
With attachment?
No, but people cannot think, they can just know that they cultivate more wholesomeness naturally. Is it not
okay.
samatha?
Okay, is that samatha development?
Is samatha.
It is kusala if it's panya which knows, but is it samatha bhavana?
If this appears like that, it is kusala.
Okay, kusala right now, understanding the teachings, kusala.
Yes,
but is it the development of samatha?
No, but some moments can be, isn't it?
More moments, but not to the degree of jhana or apana samadhi or upajara samadhi. So there must be the difference between degrees of tadanga and upajara and apana.
Oh, so this means concentration also?
With understanding and level of karmas.
So you mean these people and the Vipassana Center, they just have kusala?
Akusala.
Akusala.
Okay. Certainly.
But if someone like giving naturally, like someone to
and
have
this
kusala,
is not Vipassana.
It's not samatha yet.
No.
Oh, okay.
We can say that it's kusala.
Yes.
And all kinds of kusala is calm.
Okay.
But it's not the development
not
of calmness, not bhavana.
Okay,
because of no understanding of how to have more moments of samatha or calmness.
So it seems very also hard bhavana, samatha.
Certainly, both. That's why Sariputta praised Moggallana for his samatha and Moggallana praised Sariputta for his panya.
Ajahn, I would like to ask, as you talked about this, so the people who develop samatha, they have a very clear understanding between moments of kusala and akusala.
Mm-hmm.
But what they lack in their understanding precisely is that that realities are conditioned and they arise and fall away.
They can see that moment with kusala is better than moment with akusala.
Mm-hmm.
As much as they can develop is understanding the moments with kusala and how to have kusala more than akusala, but no understanding about realities at all.
So what constitutes the understanding of reality is just to know that they are conditioned.
Asavaka, listening, considering, until it's one's own understanding. Even Panya of Samatha level cannot understand whatever appears now. That's why Buddha is the... We cannot say how he is so virtuous, like his wisdom.
Sometimes it happens that if the people find out that, for example, we develop by that way, like knowing, listening, reading, and understanding, they may say, oh, you are just Sukha Vipassaka. And they say it's the worst.
Who is Sukha Vipassaka?
It's Sukha Vipassaka, the attaining of Nibbana.
And who attains Nibbana?
Yes, or you are on the way of this Sukha Vipassaka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they think it's worse, they are taken by it.
Even in the time of Buddha, those who have jhana and vipassana are less than those who have only vipassana. Even in the time of Buddha. So what today is?
Today people have different ideas like, oh, it's just Sukha Vipassaka, worst path. That who attains without jhana, the only by wisdom,
yes, dry insight.
The Nibbana.
Yeah, dry
and the
insight.
People, a few times they say, or think at least, like with... Mm. Like this.
Well, this is
the superior path is with jhana. They mean, and that's
in the time of Buddha. See, those who attained enlightenment with the degree of jhana were less than those who didn't have samatha. Yes, it said in Tipitaka.
And those people that they think. They're developing samatha.
They can think anything. Yeah.
They will say all the time, oh, like my son says to me, Mom, you just read.
They don't know about understanding, what understanding is, what does it mean, it does understand what, no idea for them.
And also those who make the kind of comment that Lucas is talking about don't appreciate that the development of insight includes development of samatha. They think of samatha as a separate practice. They don't have an understanding of samatha being developed naturally. So to them, if you don't have a samatha practice, you are a dry insight attainer or whatever. But that's their wrong understanding about how samatha is developed. Because they see it, it has to be a practice. And also, I think it's correct to say that the term Sukha Vipassaka is only applied after a person has attained Nibbana. In the text, it doesn't say this person who is developing insight is Sukha Vipassaka, and that one is, I forget what the other term is, but if you look at the sutta, it's someone who has attained without jhana as basis is then called Sukha Vipassaka. So who can say in advance how anyone is going to attain Nibbana eventually?
It's just referring to the moments prior, just prior to enlightenment.
Or prizing the wisdom or the panya only.
And your comment before about the tilakana, referring to the cittas just prior to enlightenment, whether it's the characteristic of anicca, dukkha or nata is apparent at that moment. Like which part of the glass is apparent at a moment.
So now we have Dhamma as refuge, not just one's own thinking.
Ajahn, to come back to the present moment, is there always pleasant, unpleasant or neutral feeling? In the present moment.
There must be feeling with each citta.
Yes. And in the beginning, what level of awareness can there be of that?
knowing whether there is awareness or no awareness of whatever appears.
But little awareness that it is not I who experiences it.
Awareness is awareness, and it arises, so the object appears to awareness. Quite a little bit different. Longer than usual, or when we use the word long, it does mean long as seconds or split seconds, maybe shorter than that. But that is awareness. Otherwise, it cannot appear like that. Like now. Can you know the moment when there is touching and heart disappear, it's gone. But when it's there for a time, with understanding about a characteristic, you can see that whenever there is awareness, there is always a characteristic of a reality only is there.
Ajahn, when you say awareness of a characteristic, a little awareness of a characteristic, you mean, say, visual? You mean a characteristic in terms of
a reality?
A reality, anatta. No self in it. No one. Oh, you don't need to say.
Because that characteristic will appear. It's anatta-ness.
Okay.
It's not something anymore, but it's only hardness, softness, or sound.
Right. And that's what the understanding of
anatta-ness is. It's not something other than understanding the reality which appears now as a Dhamma.
Right. And I thought of your question the other day about
ditti, when we were talking about samatha, correct samatha bhavana. So samatha bhavana may be developed all the way up to jhana with lots and lots of kusala and no understanding of realities as anatta, but not necessarily any ditti arising either in that
can't
development.
Be, yeah.
Well, not at moments of kusala.
Right.
At other moments can be, but It's not to say that just because there is no understanding of realities that ditti must be arising.
Right.
Do we have a little more understanding today?
Without yesterday,
there can never be this understanding of today. Little by little, accumulate. And tomorrow, yes, a little bit more by one's own thinking and considering.
Ajahn, it becomes a little bit clearer how, so, about conditionality in terms of, we've talked about detachment and banya, and I think this time I found your teachings to be very encouraging, and one of the things that was particularly encouraging was what you said the other day, and just so that I don't misquote you, and we were talking about the difficulty of understanding, and you said, we are praising the Buddha's virtues again and again when we recognize how difficult it is to know realities. Mm-hmm. And I found that really encouraging because it meant that difficulty is okay.
And also to his savaka too, before they become enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
So there is also savaka parami.
The followers.
Mahabodhisattva parami, Pacheka parami, and Savaka parami.
Those who have developed the teachings and followed.
Are they the ones mentioned in Sankang Saranang Gacchami.
Saukas.
Yes, when we take refuge in the Sangha, it is in the Saukas, those who have followed his teachings and become fully enlightened.
Or you can say Aryas. Aryas.
Arya Savaka.
Arya Savaka.
So now, Savaka, to be Arya Savaka by Parami. Don't forget that.
And the path is noble.
Yes. Without Panya, it cannot be noble. Because it's led by attachment. That's why only those who have heard and have accumulated the right understanding can have condition to hear it again and again.
If it's a wasp, Jonathan has extreme allergy history.
I do pacha,
yeah. Of who? Okay. Of whom?
Of the citta.
Pardon?
Of the citta, not the
yes,
person.
But what citta?
It's like kusala.
Both. One is kusala or akusala. The other is vipaka. There are two kinds of vipaka with hetu and without hetu. What moment is with hetu and what moment is not with hetu? Now, see? Not in the book. Yes. Yes. So we have to understand it ourselves at all. Only tattoos. Who knows Jakku Tattoo?
High base.
High base.
Who knows Jakku Tattoo?
Now?
Yeah.
Just by thinking about it.
So even it's there, no one knows. Or even it appears, ignorance cannot understand it. So we do not have to find out when is avicca.
When I said thank you before, I forgot all of the Thai people that over the few weeks who fed us, water, everything they did, I'd like to thank them. They
I'd
were
like
amazing.
To, I have something for Kundun,
those two.
So, I need to say something.
They were there.
Yes, Kundungdun.
We have a tip that we've collected for Kundungdun staff. Kundungdun, we've really appreciated all your hospitality and kindness, so thank you very much.
And I'd like to add thank Prince Chit for her gracious and kind and welcoming presence.
Thank you, Ajahn, for Dhamma. Very, very good.
Take care of Dhamma.
Yes, thank you for all the support these weeks and all.
Especially the last words of Buddha. The most important words. The last words of the Blessed One before his death. Don't be careless.
Don't be careless. Don't be careless. Oh. Were the last words.
When he died.
Before he died.
Yeah.